This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
When you think about human trafficking, do you picture a tractor? A recent indictment landed a Georgia-based farm labor contractor in jail after he brought workers from Mexico to work on farms in the Racine area. Reporter Alex Hall spoke with one of those workers about how he wound up trafficked in Wisconsin.
Sí, vine legalmente a Estados Unidos.
Roberto is lanky, in his late 20s with hollow eyes and a goatee. He grew up in southern Mexico and lived there most of his life until he met a man who said he could come to the United States and make good money, doing what he'd always done, work on a farm.
Ya él me dijo, si quieres venir a los Estados Unidos, si hay trabajo, pero...
The man was a recruiter. He explained that Roberto could travel to the United States legally on an H-2A visa, a work permit that enables farmers in the U.S. to hire workers from other countries to come here, plant and harvest crops, and then go back home.
Paga 7,000 pesos para que él te ponga en una lista.
In order to get on the list, Roberto would have to pay a fee and provide some sort of collateral.
Acepté.
Roberto accepted. He says his parents offered him the title to their land to give to the recruiter. But when he got to the U.S. and to his new job in Georgia, Roberto realized the setup was nothing like what the man had described. There were hundreds of workers, all men from Mexico who had been recruited like him. They lived in crowded barracks, isolated from the nearest town.
The same day you arrive, the same day they ask for your passport. They take all of your personal documents.
The boss warned Roberto and the other workers that there were ground rules.
He tells us, get it in your heads. You came here to work. No matter what, they don't want us talking to any strangers, people who aren't from the job, and that we couldn't leave either.
That was 2016. If everything had gone according to plan, Roberto would be back in Mexico by now. But he's not. He's in Wisconsin. And Roberto is not his real name. We're hiding his identity because he and 13 other workers are the alleged victims of a labor trafficking scheme that the Department of Justice says brought workers from Mexico to the United States and eventually to Wisconsin.
Forced labor trafficking is a hidden crime.
That's Corrine Moreno-Taxman. She's an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin.
People think that when they're dealing with labor trafficking, that the way we would find victims in that case, those cases would be having finding someone chained to a sewing machine or a tractor, and that's really not what happens.
According to Polaris, a nonprofit that works to end human trafficking, labor trafficking is a form of modern-day slavery in which individuals work or provide services through the use of force, fraud, or coercion. In Roberto's case, the coercion began once he arrived in the U.S., and it progressed into fraud a few months later. Roberto worked in Georgia for 3 months. One day, his boss said the workers were going to Wisconsin. They would be given green cards with fake names. Once they got there, it was much of the same. Hard work, long hours, mostly harvesting cabbage. Except that coming to Wisconsin violated the terms of the program. Now, the workers who had come into the country legally were no longer authorized to be in the U.S. Roberto says he kept an eye out to see if someone would stand up and do something. But no, he says we were all submissive because of the papers and what we left in Mexico. It was better to keep your head down and get through it.
Mejor agachas la cabeza y te tienes que aguantar.
Documents obtained through Wisconsin's open records law showed that around this time, an anonymous caller reported to the state's Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, that Roberto and the other workers were being held almost like prisoners. A spokesman for DWD said the agency did follow up on the tip, but after interviewing the workers, could not substantiate the allegations. It did cite the farm labor contractor for preventing outreach workers from talking to the crew. Out in a cabbage field in rural southeast Wisconsin, the air is hot and humid. In the distance, you can see workers driving farm equipment. Occasionally, a car drives by. Not far from here, on November 10th, 2016, Roberto and the workers got up and started work just like any other grueling day. But something was different.
Se empezaron a ir todos. Es más, se fueron todos los encargados, se fueron.
All of the bosses left. So the workers rode out to the field by themselves in a school bus. They worked all day, and at night, when they were done, they got back in the bus and started making their way back to the hotel. As they drove, suddenly there was a sound.
De repente sonó la patrulla y le dijo al chofer que se parara y el señor.
All of a sudden, a siren sounded and they said, "Stop the bus."
Law enforcement surrounded the bus.
Cuando salimos.
When we got out, the police detained us, all of us.
A todos ahí.
Documents show that police and federal agents had been investigating the farm labor contractor who hired Roberto. After the operation was busted, five people were charged with forced labor conspiracy. A spokesman for DWD said the agency's policy is to notify authorities when human trafficking is suspected. But outreach coordinators talked to the workers, and not one said they were being trafficked. But law enforcement and attorneys who work with survivors of human trafficking say sometimes victims don't know they're being trafficked.
I get a lot more sex trafficking cases brought to my desk than labor trafficking, so I guess that would be awareness, right? If more law enforcement knew what it was and knew what to look for, then I would be seeing more cases.
Assistant U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Wisconsin, Julie Pfluger, who didn't work on Roberto's case, has been going after human traffickers since 2012. Pfluger says years ago, when she first started looking into sex trafficking, she had no idea if it was happening in Wisconsin or not.
My boss was like, hey, why don't you take a look and see if sex trafficking happens here?
She realized it was happening. It just wasn't on many people's radar, yet. Pfluger says that's kind of how it is with labor trafficking now.
People are now like, does it happen here? And I think once people start looking at it, it probably will be the same result. You know, maybe 5 years from now, we'll be looking back and going, well, of course it happens here. We just weren't looking for it the right way. We weren't educated. We didn't know how to find these cases.
The labor contractor who hired Roberto was eventually arrested and charged. He's currently out on bail. If convicted, the contractor and four of his family members face up to 20 years in prison. Alex Hall, Wisconsin Public Radio.